This is your Polycast for Friday, October 28th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the lone statewide race this year is for the Minnesota Supreme Court. Governor Mark Dayton is proposing a rebate to help people expecting big spikes in their health insurance premiums in 2017. The 25% rebate recommended by the Democratic governor would go to any individual insurance customer who doesn't qualify for federal tax subsidies. It would require legislative approval, possibly in a special session. Dayton said yesterday it would be a short-term fix to an urgent situation.
One, we have to be able to start it and administer it under severe time constraints. Those realities greatly limit our options. Two, the program has to provide immediate financial assistance to people who would otherwise face excessive insurance price increases. And three, the program can cost no more than the amount of the additional surplus, currently estimated to be $313 million.
Democrats and Republicans have spent weeks trading blame over the cause of the premium increases that are more than 50% on the individual insurance market. They've also been trading ideas for addressing it. In the one statewide race on the ballot in Minnesota this year, the incumbent wants her record to speak for itself, while the challenger is known for making noise. Incumbent Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Natalie Hudson is facing a challenge from attorney and second-time candidate Michelle McDonald. Tim Pugmire has the story.
Governor Mark Dayton appointed Natalie Hudson last year to fill a vacancy on the Minnesota Supreme Court after longtime Justice Alan Page retired. She was sworn in last October. Hudson previously served 13 years on the Minnesota Court of Appeals. She's also had stints as a legal aid lawyer, city attorney, and law school administrator. As a candidate, Hudson is stressing her experience and her temperament.
Those are the qualities that I think the public needs to know are important when they're selecting a judge, and I bring all of that to the bench. And I would just encourage the voting public to get out and make their voices heard.
Despite a 2002 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down Minnesota's ban on judicial candidates sharing their political and legal views, Hudson chooses not to.
We can announce our political views, as can any challengers. But I still think that's inappropriate to do, and I think most judges do, and most judges and justices do what I have done, which is, I mean, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Hudson's opponent is not imposing any such limitations. Michelle McDonald, an attorney who specializes in family law, is making her second run for the state Supreme Court. She narrowly lost to Associate Justice David Lillehog in 2014. McDonald doesn't see any reason to stay quiet about her views. She's pro-gun, anti-abortion, and highly critical of the legal system.
Why would that ever be considered a secret? Why would judges that are running not be able to talk about their positions on things? It doesn't make sense to me. It's like nonsensical.
Many voters may know McDonald from news coverage the past 2 years. She won the Minnesota Republican Party endorsement in 2014, but GOP leaders later distanced themselves after learning of an earlier arrest on suspicion of drunk driving. She was banned that year from the party's state fair booth. A jury later found McDonald not guilty of DUI, but convicted her for refusing to submit to a test and obstructing the legal process. In another incident, McDonald was handcuffed and jailed after a courtroom run-in with a Dakota County judge. McDonald, who did not get a Republican endorsement this year, contends that the unflattering coverage has included many misrepresentations.
I am who I am, with all my blemishes. And why are we pretending that other people that are judges sitting on the bench don't have issues? I'm probably about as pristine an attorney as you're going to ever get.
McDonald detailed her difficulties in a candidate questionnaire from the Minnesota State Bar Association. MSBA President Robin Wolpert says those questionnaires are part of the 15,000-member association's effort to help inform the public about Hudson and McDonald before the election. They don't want voters skipping over that ballot choice, as they often do. Wolpert noted that in 2014, About 500,000 fewer votes were cast for Supreme Court than for governor.
We don't need to tell people how to vote. Instead, we can educate people and give people the information they need. We trust our voters.
The Bar Association does not endorse candidates, but a pre-primary poll of association members when the contest was a three-person race found overwhelming support for Hudson. Hudson went on to win the primary election in August with 65% of the vote compared to 20% for McDonald. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again here next week.